Hey ladies, welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And today let's talk about how to stop giving energy away to your ex. And this is something that could almost, be described as dealing with addictive thoughts of your ex, especially in the initial phase or stage of a breakup. And this is something that I struggled with a lot when I first broke up with my the person who was about to become my fiance years ago. And so usually what we try to do is we think that the more we think about a problem, we might be able to arrive to a better solution. So thinking equals arriving at a better solution. Now what I found out later is that the more you obsessively think of a problem, number one, you keep your energy associated to the problem, and then number two, you are unable to disattach yourself from the energy of the problem, and therefore you're less likely to find effective solutions. And so whatever you focus on, you create more of. If you continue to focus on the problem, you create more of that, more complications. If you focus on the solution, then things start to move forward faster, and you're more capable of finding more effective solutions, and it's going to take you way less time to work things out. So what most women do right after a breakup is that they start to, excessively thinking about their ex, the relationship, what happened, why did it go wrong, and they have a long list of questions. I did too. There's no pointing fingers here. And most of the time this happens on autopilot. It's not like you sit down and you decide, okay, now I'm going to think of my ex and, why things went wrong. But it's more like you are feeling the pain, the shock, the shame, the regret, you're going through this emotional roller coaster, and you're wanting so much to arrive to get some answers to your questions. And so you keep thinking about him and about what happened. You start ruminating and you continue to do that. And let me tell you that one thing that helped me more than anything else is when I started to realize that we actually get addicted to our thoughts and our emotions. And that was the biggest realization or distinction that I made over the years that made the biggest difference in my life. The more you think of something, the more likely you will continue to think of that thing over and over and over again. And the emotions that you will have as a result of these thoughts over time could get addictive. And so when you give yourself a chance to continue to think of your ex, and you are feeling emotions of regret, shame, guilt, frustration, anger, blame, victimhood, the more likely you're going to continue within this cycle. So the key to stop giving your energy away to your ex, because you're, I mean, think of that. Your energy is your thoughts, your focus. Whatever you focus on, wherever focus goes, energy flows. Wherever focus goes, energy flows. Anytime you give your focus and your thoughts to something, this is where your energy is. And so the key to stop giving your energy away to your ex is to stop thinking about him. And the more you stop thinking about him and the more you start thinking about other things in your life, the more capable you are of thinking of new things, other things, and therefore you'll start to feel different feelings, and you'll start thinking of different things, and you'll start to create new experiences in your life, and your actions and your behaviors are going to change as a result of this cycle. Now, the question here is, how can you stop thinking of your ex? And logically, mentally, we could sit down and think of, reasons, associate your ex to pain, and associate healing and growing into your future great life with pleasure so that you have more reasons to start thinking of different things of your ex. But truth of the matter is that the key to breaking addiction is stillness. So that means that you need to actually develop the practice of stillness. And I like to practice it in the form of meditation. So what I used to do years ago is that I started meditating twice a day. And well, actually, I did it more than twice a day, but you don't have to be as crazy as it was. You can do it twice a day or even once a day. Start with first thing in the morning. And the reason is because most of the time when we get up in the morning, the first thing we do is that we start thinking of our problems. Why? Because we start picking up on the thoughts that we were thinking yesterday, the day before. And so in the morning, right after you wake up, this is when the new cycle of thoughts of this new day starts. So if you can get yourself to a place where you are not thinking of your ex the first thing in the morning, you are going to have less thoughts of him the rest of the day. And so my invitation to you is to give yourself 10 minutes right after getting up. So the first thing that you do, yes, before you even check your phone, before you check your emails, before you go out and do your workout, hopefully you have that, before anything else. Why? Because the tr we want to catch your brain while it's still inactive with thoughts of the previous day, which includes thinking of your ex. So get yourself to a nice, comfortable position, preferably outside of your bed because we don't want you to fall asleep. Play some soft music. Yes. And then start focusing on different organs or areas of your body and the space around them. Yes. Maybe in a future episode, I would actually record myself doing that meditation. I would guide you through this morning meditation to stop giving energy away to your ex. But the key here is to sit still. And I know that at first it might be feel painful, you might feel frustrated, and your body is impatient. It just wants to get up and drink coffee and do things and go places because it's trying to run away from feeling the feelings. But also, one thing that I learned over time is the more you allow yourself to feel the feelings until they are not demanding your attention anymore, this is when you know that you broke the cycle of your addiction to those feelings. So you are going to continue to feel shame and guilt and frustration until you actually allow yourself to feel them and give them a space so that they don't have to demand for your attention anymore. And again, the best way to break the cycle is through meditation. Why? Because meditation calms your nervous system down. It allows you to go beyond the conscious mind to your subconscious mind. And this is where majority of our automatic thoughts and beliefs and long-term memory has been stored. And so, especially if you have been in a long-term relationship with your ex, this is where the majority of your memories together have been stored. And so you want to have access to this area to have bigger impact on your thinking and your feeling habits or patterns. So once you sit down, you have some soft music playing in the background, outside of bed preferably, and you focus on, you can start from down top. So heels or feet, heels, knees, thighs, abdomen, chest area, shoulders, neck, head, and then top of the head, And every time you focus on one of these body parts, you're focusing on the body part itself, and then you're focusing on the area or on the space around that body part. And this is how your brain waves are going to start to slow down, which means the number of thoughts that you're having is going to slow down as well, which means that you would have more control on the quality of thoughts that you're thinking of. Yes. So you're going to find yourself calming down, and your body over time is going to start to calm down. And when you stay consistent with this practice, your body is actually going to start releasing the energy, the negative energy that has been stored in different energy centers of the body. And this is when you're going to start, you know, feeling the peace of actually letting go and not feeling emotionally attached to your ex. I really hope that you give yourself a chance and put that practice into action. And the other thing is that if you're going through a breakup right now and you want to get out of it, to find peace, to find yourself again, I'm going to leave a link in the description of this episode. It's a video training that I prepared especially for you that guides you through the three steps to go from pain to peace after you know, a breakup, after a painful breakup. Watch it. It's gonna give you amazing insights that took me years to get to. And also make sure to join our free Facebook community, Soul Mastery Sisterhood. Again, I'm gonna leave the link in the description of this episode. Check it out, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.